Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of September 2018. Supreme Court has granted 50 lakh rupee compensation to Nambi Narayanan for being arrested by the Kerala police 24 years ago after being falsely implicated in the ISRO espionage case. Supreme Court has modified its directions issued in Rajesh Sharma case for preventing misuse of Section 498A of Indian Penal Code and also got rid of family welfare committees. Supreme Court has issued a slew of directions to end the stigma and discrimination of leprosy patients and also directed the states and union territories to undertake massive awareness programs on the curability of leprosy. Supreme Court has questioned the logic of separating family members of the declared foreign national as in detention centers. President of India has appointed Justice Rajan Gogoi as the next Chief Justice of India. He will assume the office of Chief Justice on the 3rd of October, 2018 after the retirement of the current Chief Justice, Justice Deepak Mishra. Supreme Court has said that NCLT and NCLAT should refrain from interfering in insolvency resolution proceedings by the interim resolution professional and the committee of creditors of the lender banks of a Sikh enterprise under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code. Supreme Court has reiterated that a public prosecutor cannot act like a post office of the government while acting on a petition for withdrawal of prosecution under Section 321 of Code of Criminal Procedure. Supreme Court has held that payment of stamp duty under the Indian Stamp Act is not necessary for the enforcement of foreign arbitration awards in India. Supreme Court, while setting aside Kerala professional colleges, Regularization of Admission in Medical Colleges, Ordinance, 2017, made scathing observations about the Kerala government's blatant attempt to nullify the judgment of the High Court and the Supreme Court. Delhi High Court has taken SUO Mato cognizance of the loopholes existing in the Aadhaar verification system at the time of linkage with existing mobile connections, and its subsequent misuse. Delhi High Court has said that there is nothing wrong with having CCTV cameras inside classrooms and rubbished the claims that children's right to privacy would be affected. Delhi High Court has asked local authorities to explore alternatives like multi-level parking to resolve the issue of congestion caused by car parked on roads in Delhi. Delhi High Court has considered satellite mapping of the area to gauge the extent of illegal constructions in the upscale scenic farms. Madras High Court has dismissed a PIL challenging some regulations on installation and worship of Vinayakar idol and its immersion in relation to Vinayak Chaturthi festival in the state. Gujarat High Court has allowed Gujarat police revision application for 10 days police custody of former IPS officer Sanjeev Bhatt in the 1996 drug planting case. Central Administrative Tribunal has ruled that the widow of a deceased government servant is eligible for family pension even after remarriage. NGT has questioned India Trade Promotion Organization over the grant of Environment Impact Assessment, EIA, for redevelopment of the Pragati Maidan complex and asked it to show in 3 weeks whether the EIA report was based on a detailed study.